And some other news now. The 2012 Paralympic Games began today in London. The competition includes sports like cycling, powerlifting, swimming, and more.
The athletes at those games include veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, mostly on the U.S. and British teams. Organizers of the games say the vets raise the caliber of the competition. Injured veterans say Paralympic sports provide inspiration and the prospect of a normal active life. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
At an early morning workout last month on the placid Rivanna River in Virginia, a Marine veteran and his partner lifted their rowing scull into the water, harder than it sounds.
Yeah, first thing I do is take these legs off.
That's former Marine Sergeant Rob Jones.
And I go down to one end, my partner goes down to the other end, kind of lift it in the air and flip it over.
Jones and his partner, Oksana Masters, both use prosthetic legs. They're the U.S. team for Paralympic mixed doubles rowing. After they sit down, take their legs off on the dock, balance on their torsos, lift, twist, and gently drop the boat in, then they put on special rowing legs and start a grueling workout. Masters was born with deformed legs, later amputated. She's been rowing since she was 13. Jones is a newcomer to rowing. Just 2 years ago, he lost both legs to a bomb blast in Afghanistan. Recovering in the hospital, he immediately began thinking about sports.
I wanted to compete. Yeah, I mean, when I compete, I do it to win. I wanted to get as high up the ladder as I could. I don't really think there's anything higher than the Paralympics, so I set my goals high and run after it.
Hundreds of troops have lost their limbs in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, as veterans, they're making their mark at the Paralympics. They account for about 10% of the U.S. team in London this week. And U.S. military money and research is driving new innovations in prosthetics. The prominence of vets in the Paralympics now is thanks to pioneers like Melissa Stockwell. After a bomb blast in Iraq took her leg, Stockwell swam in the 2008 Paralympics in Beijing.
The Paralympic movement, it's all about getting the word out and letting people recognize that just because, you know, someone lost a limb in Iraq 7 years ago, that we're not sitting around, you know, feeling sorry for ourselves, that we're actually out there competing at this huge level. And I think it just raises the awareness.
She says sport convinced her that life would go on, and that's what Stockwell tells newly injured veterans in speeches she gives around the country. Stockwell isn't competing in London. She's the world champion in paratriathlon, which isn't offered at the Paralympics. It will be in 2016, thanks to Stockwell and others. She follows a long tradition of veterans in the Paralympic movement, says Charlie Huebner of the U.S. Olympic Committee.
The movement doesn't exist without injured military personnel and veterans. That's why the movement exists today. The movement is going home to London, where it was founded post-World War II, using sport as rehabilitation for injured veterans and service members from World War II.
Then and now, the real goal is to get wounded veterans involved in sports so they can do things like play ball with their children back home. And Huebner says the participation of hard-charging combat vets like Stockwell or rower Rob Jones is also raising the bar at the games. And gold medal or not, vets like Rob Jones say they don't feel anything can hold them back.
Yeah, nobody's told me that I couldn't do something. I say I want to do something, they're like, all right, let's figure it out.
Competition began today in London. Rob Jones and Oksana Masters will row in their first race tomorrow. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.